Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and we are continuing our conversation today with a good friend of mine, Keith Walker, who is the director of Evidence Ministries down in San Antonio, Texas. Yesterday, Keith arrived in Utah and brought a group with him from San Antonio that is going to be doing some ministry here. And you took your group down to Temple Square, as is your custom. Kind of like as Paul goes to the synagogue, Keith Walker goes downtown. And so you have a group of how many that you brought with you?
Eight people?
Eight total.
Yes.
So you took them down to Temple Square. And what's the purpose of taking them down there? Why would you do that?
Well, we do that basically to get their feet wet before we send them out there on the Manti, and they could end up with a 1-on-50 conversation. We kind of like to start them off with maybe a 1-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of funny. We're getting out of the car, and my wife tells one of our team members to leave her quad in the car. And she's looking at her going, you want me to leave? You know, this is my crutch. This is what we've been learning. This is what we've been training. And the whole idea is you obviously don't want to walk on a Temple Square with a quad, because then the security and everybody kind of gets to the idea that you're going to pick a fight.
Right.
We don't want to do
that. They tend to get a little nervous.
Right. So we left the quads in the car, and our team members are thinking, man, now what are we going to do? We got to rely on the Holy Spirit. Oh, no, you know.
And memory.
Yeah, right. So we get down there, and of course, we do the tour and let the girls tell us the historical value of the different points on Temple Square. And then, of course, they ask if we have any questions, and that's usually where our conversations start. Again, we like to do that just to get their feet wet, because a lot of them haven't even ever talked to a Mormon before.
Mm-hmm.
So if they speak with someone on Temple Square, it's a lot easier for them to move from speaking to someone like that to a complete perfect stranger picking someone out of a crowd in Manti.
Yeah. What were some of your experiences? Because I've gone down to Temple Square. I've had great conversations with the missionaries down there, and a lot of them, they're very sincere. You know, I almost said kids, but now I just said it. I often wondered, when am I going to start looking at them that way? And a lot of them are very young. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are young women, sister missionaries, as they're called. Very sincere. I find some of them are more apt to want to talk to you, and some of them just want to kind of give you a card and hope you'll go call up another missionary when you go home. And I think they miss an opportunity to be able to talk to us. But it's kind of an interesting scenario down there. I have talked to some sister missionaries where they have kind of complained about the behavior of some professing Christians who come off a little bit heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to agree, that's probably true. There are a lot of people who maybe have studied a little bit about Mormonism, but have never really talked to a lot of Mormonism in a real-life situation, and probably don't handle themselves as well as they could. And I think we would be the first to criticize that.
Absolutely.
Because certainly we do want to handle ourselves in a New Testament fashion.
I was there at one point myself. I mean, we've learned what we do through a lot of trial and error. So, a lot of error.
Would you agree, Keith, that when we talk to somebody, it's not so much that we want to be able to present our case and win the argument, if you will? I a lot of people shy away from that whole concept. We're not there to win the argument. Well, sometimes when you're dealing with people who have presuppositions, you do have to deal with these presuppositions. And so, presenting your case is certainly vitally important. And we've often mentioned, as I know you have too, that we have to make sure that we are communicating clearly and that they understand we do have some differences here, but that we can discuss these differences in an adult manner. And so talking to the missionaries, like in a place like Temple Square, if you're talking to them like I'm talking to you, I find most of the missionaries have no problem talking with us.
None whatsoever.
If you start raising your voice and preaching to them, I can understand why they might be a little apprehensive in wanting to carry this on, and why some of the security might get a little bit nervous as well.
Right.
And so we need to behave ourselves properly. But what were some of the things that stood out with your visit yesterday down to Temple Square?
Yesterday was extremely heavy, and it got to a point where when we were done with these this one particular set of Mormon missionaries, we had to leave Temple Square. I had to get my team off the grounds because it was real. There was a real spiritual conflict going on. And what had happened was we were talking with these two sisters, and somehow or another it came out that we were talking about Jesus being enough, or do I need this temple? You know, why we're on the tour? Why can't we go into the temple? Well, you know, you've got to be worthy, and you know all the rest. So it comes out that we as Christians believe that Jesus is sufficient.
Right. We use the expression the all sufficiency of Christ.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, we were speaking with two foreign missionary girls, and one of them said, and this is a direct quote, "Jesus is not enough." Mm. And we all kind of balked at that. Number one, I was very appreciative of their honesty.
Right.
Because that is what Mormonism teaches. Mm. But then at the same time, it was extremely difficult for us to hear. In fact, it was so difficult that the other sister missionary turned to her and said, "Don't say that."
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And then the other girl turned to her and says, "I know it's not easy to hear, but that's the truth."
So it was more a caution from her colleague not to say this, not because they didn't really believe it, but because they knew it might come across as offensive to the listeners.
Well, no. Actually, the one who said, "Don't say that," she was extremely uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
She was kind of correcting her.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she was from Mexico. The other one was from Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you know, "Don't say that." And then the other one turned and says, "Well, it is true."
Wow.
And we were just stunned. Hmm. And again, my wife immediately spoke up and said, "Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
You know, we really do want you to tell us what it is that you believe."
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, that is extremely offensive to us as Christians to hear someone say Jesus is not enough.
Really? That just comes across to us as just way out there.
So we left Temple Square and we did some debriefing with the team because a few of them have never spoken with Mormons before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing for them to learn about Mormonism from us, and we tell them this is what Mormonism teaches.
Correct.
And then it is completely something different to actually hear it from the Mormon themselves.
Yeah, there's nothing like that. I know when Eric was teaching Bible at Christian High down in the San Diego area, he would take his class to the Mormon Battalion Visitor Center, and of course he'd prep them and everything, but the missionaries down there, and usually there was an elderly couple that was kind of like the grandfather, grandmother kind of people, and then there were average young missionaries there as well, and they would usually have the younger missionaries address the students, and of course Eric's already prepped them, you know, as what to expect, and so when they would open up for questions, to actually hear the message directly from the lips of the missionaries was a real eye-opener for a lot of these students. And I remember one time, I'll tell this story, one time one of the missionaries was trying to quote the Lorenzo Snow couplet, and he was fumbling, and Eric's class actually finished it for him, and he was kind of surprised, he was taken back.
That's awesome.
But I do think that kind of impresses them to a certain point that we have taken the time to try as best we can to understand where they are coming from.
Right.
We don't want to build straw men here.
No.
That doesn't do any good to make a caricature out of Mormonism or a stereotype. We do want to understand where they're coming from. So what was kind of the reaction of some of your group to what she said?
Borderline tears.
Yeah.
And just a real, real spirit of heaviness. We went across the street. Here's a plug for the Blue Lemon. But we went across the street to the restaurant over there and found a corner and just prayed. And we prayed for probably 15 or 20 minutes for their salvation, the girls we were speaking with, and just for God to use this as a circumstance to help us to grow. And this is where the compassion comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are a Christian and you believe that Jesus is all sufficient and that you only need Jesus to pay for your sin and that he is the ticket to live with God, and then you hear someone say Jesus is not enough, the proper response should be a compassionate heart for them.
Mm-hmm.
That they are so lost, and they are fulfilling Romans chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. They are substituting their righteousness for the righteousness of Christ. That's a heartbreaking experience, and that's something that I believe our team members will take home with them. And next time they've got Mormon missionaries coming to their door, they are going to welcome that experience because they are going to see that as an opportunity to reach someone for Jesus Christ.
What do you think about youth pastors bringing their youth groups up to Utah? Positive, negative? What would you say if there's a youth pastor listening and is wondering, gee, could this be some kind of a mission trip?
I'd say bring the parents too.
That's a good point. You know,
but yeah, it's extremely positive because if you can get a teenager to come up to Utah and talk to Mormons about Jesus, they'll preach the gospel anywhere.
Yeah, we found that to be true as well. And there are a lot of opportunities for ministry up here. Even just, like you say, just going down to see Temple Square, because this is the Mecca of Mormonism. This is the capital, not only of the state, but the capital of Mormonism. This is where it all happens. And going down to Temple Square just to hear them, you know, explain what they believe and why. And you're going to feel when they talk, because they get very emotional too when they talk, you know, you're going to find that they're very sincere about this. Very quickly, Keith, if someone wants to get a hold of you, you've got a website. How do they find that?
Evidenceministries.org, or you can catch me on YouTube. Just search for Evidence Ministries.
And you have the Quick Questions for Mormons.
Quick Questions
can
for
they
Mormons?
Just go on YouTube and just kind of search and do Quick Questions for Mormons?
Sure.
I would really encourage you to do that. You got to hear some of these questions that Keith asks. They're real succinct, and some of them are kind of humorous, but still, it's a learning experience. Thanks, Keith, for being with us, and hope that you'll check out his website.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. When trying to understand the doctrines of our Latter-day Saint friends, family members, and co-workers, it can be very difficult to know what to believe. In his resource titled In Their Own Words, a collection of Mormon quotations, Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever compiles some of the very best Mormon quotations that will help you better understand what LDS leaders and scholars have said on such issues as atonement, exaltation, and pre-existence. Written in an encyclopedic format, In Their Own Words provides quotes on literally dozens of issues, alphabetically listed for quick reference that can be found in a matter of seconds. No more wondering what Mormonism's leaders have said on any topic, and this resource is available in both book format as well as on CD disc. Just load the PDF file onto your computer and you're ready to do valuable research. These are the very best quotes that Mormonism Research Ministry uses on a regular basis. In Their Own Words is available now at mrm.org. Again, mrm.org. Get it today.